This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The day after Israel rescued four hostages, Israeli War Cabinet centrist member Benny Gantz resigned on Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The move does not immediately pose a threat to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who still controls a majority coalition in parliament. But the Israeli leader will now become more heavily reliant on his far-right allies to stay in power. Gantz had previously said he would leave the government by June the 8th if Netanyahu did not formulate a new plan for post-war Gaza. The popular former military chief joined Netanyahu's government shortly after October the 7th in a show of unity. His presence also boosted Israel's credibility with its international partners. Gantz has good working relations with U.S. officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
Far-right parties made gains in elections to the European Parliament on Sunday, prompting a bruised French President Emmanuel Macron to call a shock election and adding uncertainty to Europe's future political direction. While the center, liberal, and green parties are set to retain the balance of power in the 720-seat parliament, the vote dealt a domestic blow to the leaders of both France and Germany, raising questions about how the European Union's major powers can drive policy in the bloc. In a shock move, French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday said he would dissolve Parliament and call for new legislative elections later this month after he was trounced in European elections by Marine Le Pen's far-right party.
Après avoir procédé aux consultations prévues,
Macron said the results were a disaster for his government and one he cannot pretend to ignore. In a high-risk political gamble less than 2 months before Paris hosts the Olympics, he said